So if the news of a government shutdown wasn't bad enough, we also had a dismal, I'll say a dismal jobs report from ADP. So in today's video, we're going to talk about is there is no jobs anywhere and there's no data coming after today from the federal government to figure out where the jobs market's going. Thus, where are these going? So if you're watching this video, you're trying to figure out what's going on with these and the whys behind it. So without further ado, folks, let's get over to it. So here's what we started the day with. We started the day with the government shutdown, and then the day progressed, and even the stock market did pretty well. But here's the kind of the question behind the scenes. Now that we have a government shutdown, that the Federal Reserve was really waiting for a lot of government data coming down the pike tomorrow and Friday, which is the jobs numbers. What data does the Federal Reserve have to work with now? ADP? Well, I'm going to go over to the ADP report for today and show you how it came out. It was the breaking news this morning, and let's see how bad the numbers came in. Can we trust these numbers? Well, ADP even came out today and said they had some revisions. So how bad was it? Well, let's get over to the report.
We do have a big number coming up right now, though. ADP private payroll data just hitting the wires, and Steve Leisman is here with those numbers. Steve.
Minus 32,000 versus an estimate of 45,000. Put an asterisk on that. We're going to explain why that's lower than expected in just a second. The goods sector down 3,000. The service sector down 28,000. The non-farm payroll estimate for Friday is 51,000. Now, this number here that you saw was a result in part of ADP incorporating those recent big revisions from the BLS in terms of their April to March 2025 numbers. So August was 54,000. That's now been revised down to minus 3,000 as part of an incorporation of a new growth rate in the job market that ADP picked up from the benchmark revision. So September minus 32 would have been plus 11 without those revisions. But this is the new reality. This is the new growth rate. Okay, now let's look back to the report here. What happened? Small business down 40, medium business down to 20, but large business still hiring, according to this report, up 33,000. By sector, education, health services still really leading and showing the way, up 33,000. Natural resources and mining, 4,000. And you can see there the big decline there, leisure and hospitality down 19,000 on the month. Job stayers in terms of wages, 4.5%. Job changers, though, up just 6.6%. That's considerably down from August, which was 7.1%, led by leisure and hospitality and financial activities. We're lucky here to have the Squawk Box acting BLS commissioner, Neil Richardson.
Oh, wow.
Who we've now, at least for us. Well, in the absence of a government, I believe we can do that.
So she goes off and starts to explain all these numbers. All I want to show you guys is if we can go back to these, let me see if I can find that number. It was the revisions are crazy. Let's go back. We'll find it here in a second. Here's the revisions. August, they came out and said they were 54,000, but then they revised it to negative three. So that means there's a 57,000 person miss. And then they tried to explain it away where if it was 11,000, there was a 32,000 less in jobs this time. So the jobs market's really taken it on the chin based on the information that we're being provided. So when you add that on top of a government shutdown, on top of everything else, what would you most likely assume? Well, you'd most likely assume, let's get over to the stock market. The stock market wouldn't do too well. Well, kind of the opposite occurring. I think the markets are anticipating a short-lived environment, which it says right through here. But the longer the duration of time this goes out, there was actually a study just done by Finch Credit Agencies. They're saying basically a short-term shutdown, not going to affect things too much. But as a longer-term shutdown occurs or possibly could occur, you're going to see a lot of downgrades and a lot of government debt being hard to issue because of the instability in the governments at this point. So that's another piece of the puzzle that we're facing right now. But look across the board. It's kind of a Cinderella story once again, folks. You got Dow Jones up, S&P up, NASDAQ up, Russell up. You got the VIX. It really didn't do anything. It's 0.01, so it didn't do anything there. So anxiety levels on Wall Street aren't spiking like we've seen in the past where, you know, there's times where it went up to 32, and those are scary times. Go to cryptocurrencies. It's up. Let's go to oil. Is it going to be? It is. We have another trifecta of a day. So all the way across the board, it's looking like the indices that we're focusing in on are doing okay. But again, you scratch your head and you think, okay, the government is shutting down. The jobs market's going to hell in a handbasket. So the Federal Reserve, they're going to have to cut. And I think we got more and more Fed members actually going over to that side of the fence, especially after today's ADP payroll number. So now the question is, what do you do? Do you lock in at these rates? Do you keep waiting? Do you float? Do you put in your application? Well, here's what I want to advise you guys to do. I'm not sure. You know, I don't know what your situation is. But if you're on the fence right now looking to possibly buy or refinance, here's some suggestions I have for you. Because the CME FedWatch tool is basically telling us the Federal Reserve is going to continue to cut. But what you really have to watch for is the things that we watch for on this channel. Like, you know, where the jobs numbers are going. With the Federal Reserve, those are the numbers the Federal Reserve watches. Plus, there's all kind of other things that we focus in on. But if you're confused with all this, here's what I'd ask you to do. Federal Reserve is going to cut. The probability of that is basically 100%. So to be prepared for this, and if rates do go plummeting down to the point where, hey, you might want to say, okay, I want to refinance, let's go to my website. So if you're looking to even buy a house, I just want to explain to you briefly who I am and what I do. So I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. So I'm in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there needing some assistance, I've been doing this for over 30 years. I'd love to help you. The unique thing we have here is we have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, we're set up kind of like a brokerage, but you can't say we're a broker because we're a bank with a federal license. So we're set up with 33 other lenders right now. These are banks, credit unions, and other lenders to help make sure when you call us, you're getting the best services in town because we're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders to assure you have the lowest rates and lowest fees in the market. We're also going to assure you're in the right program with our years of experience in doing this. So if you're looking to buy a house, check out this tab right through here. This is a program that will give you up to $7,000 in down payment assistance. You don't have to be a first-time home buyer. And if you go up through here, this is a new rate watch tool. So if you're watching this and you're like, Dan, I think rates are going to go down. You know, I'd like to be in a position I can take advantage of it. Well, go to the rate watch tool. This is rate watch 2.0. So if you already filled out the old one, scrap that. We're going to move the data over. But if you want to refresh your data, go into here, fill out the form. What it's going to do is we have a whole new system that's automated, and I am going to control this thing behind the scenes. So don't be surprised if that rate hits. What you're going to do, you're going to put in the rate you want to refinance at, and when that rate hits there, I'm going to reach out to you. So don't be, you know, wowed if I give you a call, text, or email saying, hey, your rate watch triggered. Let's go over what that new payment's going to be, what your savings is going to be, what the cost is, and what your break-even point is. If it works, we'll get you locked in, the paperwork started. If not, we'll just add you back to the Rate Watch tool with a little bit lower rate. So when it triggers again, I'll reach out to you once again and we can run through the numbers. So that's our report for today, folks. What I think's going to happen is really nothing in the market. They're just going to be teetering until the federal government kind of comes up with some decision. Tomorrow they're going on vacation, so I don't think we're going to have any ramifications or results on this until next week. So the markets might just kind of stay on pause, but stay tuned tomorrow to see what happens with these and the whys behind it, folks. So thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. Can't wait to see you tomorrow morning at the opening bell. Take care.